Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All of a sudden, I heard SpongeBob SquarePants in my mind. So I'm sitting there like, it's like 10 o'clock at night. I'm super freaking tired. And I'm just like, aye, aye, Captain. And then I didn't even know that in the script, he asks again, hey, are you okay? It's like, aye, aye, Captain. It might be time for me to go to bed. So I think I did shortly after. Anyways, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Cantina, the Star Wars podcast you should be listening to, but probably aren't. I mean, unless you just heard that, then you are, which is good on you. And you guys should totally, if you're listening to us on your favorite podcast app, like Spotify or Google, Apple, you should leave us a review if you can. Thumbs up, stars, like 4 or 5, whatever's good. And follow for all sorts of great podcasts covering everything in geek, pop culture, entertainment. All these podcasts also go on our YouTube channel. If you're watching us on that, thank you very much. Hit the subscribe button. It'll be a big help. Not only do you get the podcast, you get all sorts of anime reactions. So if you're into weeb shit, we got you covered, as well as trailer reactions and the game streams, which might be part of a cold open you saw before this. It depends on how I'm feeling when I'm editing. If you like the genreverse stuff, but you want it in some smaller bite-sized morsels, I am working on populating our genreverse clips channel. So do subscribe to that as well. It's down at the bottom of the homepage. I need to put a link to it in our little description box. And Cam is holding down the fort over at genreverse sports channel with Watch More Football. So definitely check out, by the way, Kyle, Cam, we hold down this fort here, lrmonline.com. You can read the story we're going to talk about today and more, covering everything in geek, pop, culture, entertainment. A lot of it written by senior editor Cam Clark. There's merch. That link is also in the description box below. And yeah, like I said, Kyle, Cam, and welcome to the Cantina. Shockey's slacking off today or something. It doesn't even call out. Like, we don't even know. He could be like lying in a gutter. That's sad. I feel really bad if he actually was.
Take a life got in the way.
Yeah. Absolutely. Dude's an educator. So it's like, yeah, man, I got it, you know. how you been, man? How you been in the last week?
Good.
Do anything Star Wars-y in this past week? Read a Star Wars book, watch a Star Wars movie, an episode of a Star Wars show?
Nope. No.
When was the last time you did something Star Wars-y? Was it Ahsoka, the finale for Ahsoka? Because that was the last time I did something Star Wars-y. Yeah.
For sure, yeah. I did consider watching the old trilogy again one night when I was bored. And then
was that because we talked about watching it the other day?
Program on. No.
Oh.
It was before that, but I ended up watching some crappy TV and stuff. Because, I used to watch it and, I don't need to watch it to get the feel for it. So I used to kind of watch it more when there was excitement about where else it could go. And I guess, there's an element of that, which kind of gets us a little bit on one of our topics today, I suppose.
Yeah. What might happen next or what might not happen next, where we might not be going. Obi-Wan Kenobi star and title character actor Ewan McGregor had some comments recently with Variety, if I'm not mistaken. Cam, why don't you tell us about...
Yeah, he was talking to Ewan. Variety, and, you know, he talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, it was difficult to start in The Phantom Menace and then that film to get absolutely panned. You know, he said that was really hard, you know, thing he couldn't get his head around it kind of thing. And that, you know, that was one of the things he was talking about in the interview. But he did say, you know, like he obviously still had to make another two, and then he did enjoy making Obi-Wan Kenobi. So the talk turned to obviously Obi-Wan Kenobi season two. And of course, if you remember at the end of when Obi-Wan Kenobi finished, we always knew there was no planned season two. There was no story sitting ready to go. There was no sequel teased in any way as such. However, you know, both McGregor and Deborah Chow, who directed it, had both kind of indicated they would like to go back there again if such a thing as a story could happen.
Who wouldn't like to Kennedy, get paid to go waste money? Herself.
Sorry?
I said, who wouldn't want to get paid to go waste money?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But that'll get to a point on why maybe it's not kind of flying ahead at the moment in some ways as well. But basically what he said was that he would love to do a second season, but there's been no talk of it yet. There's a lot going on at Disney. It's not really much, but I kind of think there's a lot in that quote in terms of there's no talk of it yet. Well, it's been quite a while now. You would think that there would maybe be some talk about should we, or, you know, should we not be doing this? What is the kind of best strategy for this going forward? And in terms of like Disney being, you know, have a lot going on at the moment. Yeah, we know what's going on at Disney. They're desperate to make money. They're really, really worried about Marvel. They're really worried about Star Wars. And
wait, do you mean to tell me
far too much?
Do you mean to tell me that the streaming giant service Disney Plus is not profitable and just making them mad amounts of money? It's not.
I'll tell you what. I think, see, I've never quite agreed with you that it can't be profitable, but I don't think it can be profitable when
the way that
series like Secret Invasion that reportedly cost $250 million.
Not just that, but it's also the amount, the cost and the amount, but they have to fight against consumer expectations. That's what's killing streaming services, is consumers expecting a lot of new content at a certain quality at a certain regularity, and streaming
TV
is not
managed it
does not make
time.
Enough money, but they get to do ads. So the second that you start being able to add ads back into streaming,
them good writers and stuff like that. That's the money side, and they're bringing out ads.
The money side,
exactly. These, things, but what I'm saying is, if they're having to reduce budgets, they can get by with good writers writing for TV, knowing that they have limitations, because it's happened before. And I know that Andor, for example, is not a low-budget show. It's not, right? It was all filmed on location. It looks really, really good. Some quality actors in there. However, you could theoretically make a show like Andor lower budget by pulling off some of the spectacle. It wouldn't be as good as a show, but you'd still kind of have those elements of the character drama in there as well. But that's kind of, you know, if it's going to be as good as Andor, shoot for the moon. But when we look at Obi-Wan Kenobi season one, and you and I have talked about this before, Kel, it didn't feel as if it was I don't know how much it cost to make, but, you know, I don't think it was $200 million, but, you know, whatever it was, $150 million, whatever it may be cost to make, it doesn't look like that.
It up. No.
It feels cheap in so many places. There was so many little points where there's good, but there's lots of little cheap moments as well, you know, like I'm thinking the CG and the speeder coming in and shooting the laser beams, and you know how cheap
allegedly
all that felt 90 at the
million.
Time, and
allegedly
90 million. I mean, that's not crazy, but I don't feel that we saw the 90 million on screen. You know, for what it needed to be, there was too much money wasted and stuff that wasn't important.
They couldn't even pay someone to properly color grade and cope with the blue lighting. Like, you want to talk about just one of the worst lit series I've seen in a long time. And blue is a really hard color to pull off because the way we see it with our eyes in person is different than the way cameras capture it. Blue, you know, certain wavelengths of light affect humans way differently because of the way we've, you know, changed, evolved, and whatnot over time. And blue's one of those weird colors where cameras will pick up way more than what we might see naturally in place. And it looked rough, man. And then I don't know who they paid to ride it. I mean, I know, but it was wasted money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who it was and which version of the script or anything like that, because there was a lot of hands touched that script in the end.
I'm just still really, really, really upset at the whole Kenobi's on another side of fire. I'm gonna let him go, and people,
that's the
you know,
because
there's only
that's
one or
a
two
good
things.
Episode apart from that bit. Oh, it would have been good God. If not for that.
I liked it when originally people were like, well, he's just afraid of the fire. And it's like, okay, he can't force lift Kenobi up. Okay, no. He wanted to let him go because he was disappointed in Kenobi's condition. And he wanted to fight the real Kenobi. Okay, so then why does he immediately get mad that he gets away and spend every next episode trying to chase him down? Not give him time to go lick wounds and heal up. No, he goes right after him, right after that, and gets pissed every time he almost gets away. So someone tell me how that scene makes freaking sense.
Yep. And for me, this is one of the reasons why, if there was ever to be another Obi-Wan Kenobi, and we'll talk about how they could possibly do that and what the choices they would have going forward in a sec, but I would not want to see Deborah Chow back, I have to say. Mm-hmm. I liked what she did in The Mandalorian. I cannot say I liked what she did in Obi-Wan Kenobi, because I feel like that, the gate that you could just walk around.
Yeah, walk around.
Or, you know, the
hiding layer under the coat.
The layer under the coat was just, sorry, that was just stupid. The speeder coming in, how claustrophobic it all felt at times, because it all felt like it was just shot in.
Oh, yeah.
On
stage. Yeah.
And we had it coming out at the same time as Andor, and I know it's not always fair to compare apples and oranges. Obi-Wan could never go as kind of hardcore as Andor went in terms of maturity, but it kind of looked as good. They probably spent a bit as much money on both shows, but you know, for me, the thing is, what do they do? Do they go back? Do they just leave it? And I know what your thoughts is. You'll say,
but
just
Andor's
leave it.
Budget
go,
was allegedly $250 million, so. I don't know if that includes...
Is that season two as both? Well, though?
Yeah. It just says budget $250 million.
That would surprise me.
No, that's just season one, according to Screen Rant, and IGN are both reporting the same. They might have a similar source. I'm just looking at the Google page for those that are listening and not viewing.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think when you hit it at the part like that, I don't care, but it's still not a good way to make money. Luckily, no. Andor season two was already on the go before all this happened, so we might get, you know, that finished as it should have been. And we can treasure it always.
Treasure it forever.
And that's,
release
that's
that
the thing.
On physical
that's
media.
Where,
I will buy it.
Yeah, that's it. You know, if they
I'd
did,
be afraid they'd take
people
it away
would
from
buy
us.
It.
You know,
they can at any point. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
what so what do they you think up. Cam you wrote up a couple of thoughts on what a season two or future Kenobi stories might look like. What are your thoughts?
Well, for me, there's two options. Either say, let's make a movie and go as high budget as you want, because you'll get money for it. However, I don't think that's a good idea, because I think the temptation then is you need to go even bigger than the series. If they were going to do that, series one is where they should have done that, when you've got Vader, Leia, you know, and actually tightening that all up into a movie might have removed a lot of the fluff and made it a decent
funny
film.
Because
actually,
it was originally going to be a movie.
I know. But you know, that's Disney's. Let's move things on to streaming. Oh shit! Back up. Let's move it back to cinemas again. And So I don't think that would be a good choice because the Temptation people, we need to bring Darth Vader back. We need to, we need to have this character and we need to get people into audiences as Obi-Wan Kenobi himself enough to get people into theaters.
It's all
I
right,
don't think it
Cal.
is.
It's okay. We can do that because the canon is whatever it needs to be to make money.
I know. I guess we're and the executives may just be thinking, who cares? Let's have Darth Vader back again. If it makes money, it makes money. I understand that, but there's any of those execs listening to this, I don't know why they would be, because they don't
They
listen to
should.
anybody else.
I would have made them a shit ton more money. Would have
I
saved
know,
them
but you
a
just
lot of heartache.
they can't go back to that well again. They shouldn't have
No.
Vader in it. I mean, as a threat, as a spectre on Obi-Wan Kenobi, that still haunts him. Absolutely. In terms of that,
Well,
you
you
could have
can't have
scenes
that
where
because he resolves himself at the end of the first season where he's
that
like,
depends where you
okay,
go. Well,
you know.
if you were going down a series route again, they could. My idea was they could have him training with Qui-Gon, and that doesn't need to be as large scale. They could have, for example, there could be what Star Wars fans would love to have an episode where him and Qui-Gon as a Force ghost, and they get Liam Neeson back, actually sit and discuss what happened to Anakin. What are Qui-Gon's thoughts and what happened to Anakin? What words of wisdom does he have for Obi-Wan? Maybe Obi-Wan. At this point, he's kind of like Anakin's dead. All that's left is Vader. That's where his head is. But would Qui-Gon maybe be sowing seeds to say, like Anakin can be saved? There's actually a lot of interesting material there that they could do that doesn't really affect the canon in any way because we already know what happened. They're both right in a way, and it resolves itself through Luke, blah, blah, blah. So we know all that already. So that would be interesting, and you could have Qui-Gon send Obi-Wan to do something where he has to learn a lesson, about, being a proper Jedi or something, or trusting the Force, whatever it is. I mean, I can't think of this off the top of my head, but maybe something where he has to go and help some of the Jedi that have been getting let go
Yeah,
by that
like where he
network or
found
something like
the
that. Yeah.
Jedi underground
Yeah. Don't have Vader.
thing.
You don't. You can have Imperials, that's
I
fine,
mean,
but
let's
you don't need Vader.
you say you're just making stuff up off the top of your head. It still sounds better than most of what Disney Star Wars has put out.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess what you'd need to get the right thing where it feels like a message, where it feels like he's learning, like he's actually growing as a character. And obviously, I can't just think of that off the top of my head because
Well,
you'd need to get the catch, would need to be something good,
you know
but.
that they would want to bring back Reva in a way. You know they would want to bring in some of the other side characters that we met. God,
I mean,
please don't let
like
them be
who
like, "Hey, what about another Leia adventure?" Because that would just,
no.
oh my God.
I mean, that's where you really start to get some problems. Luke doesn't need to be in it apart from maybe another shot of him looking at the start and then looking at the end or something like that, because when that's
Just
all that needs to be.
checking in on the
Leia doesn't
guy.
need to be in it at all.
Not at all.
I wouldn't be against Reva being in it, but you would need to find something for her to do, like where
She's gonna
Obi-Wan
be
has to save her
a
in some way,
redeemed character. Can we have
in
bad
some
guys,
ways, but
people, you know? Come on now.
I don't know, or something Obi-Wan has to do something with her, and he learns some lessons through that. If you could work her in, great, but at the end of the day, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi, it's not Reva. If you really want to explore Reva's story, that could be done in a different TV series, like for example, or it could be done in animation, or it could be done in comics first.
Didn't they
But
once say
Obi-Wan
they were going
Kenobi
to
came
do a
in as his
Reva
own
series
show.
or she would be in something else? Wasn't that a rumor or something? I don't remember.
No, I never heard any solid rumors on that, but I guess if the character had been super popular, it might have been
Anything would have
something
been
Disney would have
possible,
considered. I don't see it because she wasn't that popular, and
She
I think
wasn't
with
well
a reason
utilized
because it
or
wasn't
well
a
written.
well-written character. No, nothing against the actress, actually, at all, or the idea of the character, and the kind of lore of where she came from was all fine. It just wasn't written that well in terms of dialogue, what they wanted her to do in the show, or
The
motivations.
arc,
So,
the yeah, motivate like everything. What arc, really? I mean, it was just kind of like.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm not even gonna, guys. I know for a lot of people it was a dream come true to see something you had already seen, Obi-Wan versus Hayden Anakin. You had already seen that, but by God, you needed to see it again. And in the process, you managed to bring forth a creation that shat all over canon, completely looked like amateur hour in filmmaking or you know TV making, you know, in the actual acts of direction and editing and everything else. And wanting another one makes me question your sanity. It's a bit harsh. But no, in legitimately, yeah. It's my whole thing is leave it alone. Wow. This is not necessary. And I you know, if you need this particular itch scratched, go with that idea of doing a live-action Clone Wars miniseries. I don't care. I'm not going to watch it. I don't get my jollies off of freaking stiff-ass acting and awful prequel-era dialogue. It doesn't do it for me. But for Star Wars in general, it needs to make money. It needs to not lose money, and it shouldn't hurt Star Wars. Like, I don't mind not seeing something if it doesn't hurt Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? Like, things that like the Rebels and the Clone Wars used to really not, in my opinion, hurt Star Wars, right? Until we start trying to work and force all that stuff to be in live action and then making live action as cartoony as the cartoons from time to time. It's like, it's fine if it exists and it doesn't hurt everything else. And that's my like thing. So do the Clone Wars thing. Stop playing in the space between 3 and 4 for the love of God. And I'm saying this as a big, huge Andor guy. Stop it. Yeah. Get some help.
Sometimes they can get it right. And, you know, they've got it once.
Yes. I wish to God they had gotten this. I wish to God they had gotten it right ages ago. You know, like Andor should have been something that hit in like 2019, 2020 instead of after so many disappointing things.
Right after sort of. Rogue One.
That would have been amazing, you know? Yeah.
And if Obi-Wan had that kind of tone and flavor to it, you know, and really
not with some of those same story choices. I'm so
No, but that's
against.
What I mean. It doesn't need to be a show like that. You know,
it wouldn't
need to be a show like that.
Wouldn't have had to been.
Yeah. I think if you're going to use Ewan McGregor again, get him somewhere he can really act. Don't just get him swinging a lightsaber because everyone, oh, look, Ewan's got a lightsaber again. Let's give us your money, you know. That's what I feel like where we are. And it's kind of like, don't do that. You're wasting the chance. If you keep putting him in crap things, he is not going to come back. If you're going to use him, you have to make sure you do it really, really well. And it has to be perfect before you even bring him back. You know, that's the caveat for using
My whole thing, and it goes back to what fans want from Star Wars, and this idea of, well, I grew up with the Clone Wars or Rebels or, you know, somewhat semi both. And that's what I love about Star Wars. Well, did you like the original trilogy? Yes. Okay. Then why can't we have both? You know, that's always been my thing. I've never understood this idea that in order for something to appeal to a new generation that is based off of something that an older generation got into at the same age that this new generation is trying to get into things, why can't it still be that? You know what I'm saying? This idea that the original trilogy isn't all ages or isn't kid, or I freaking love the hell out of it. You know, Brian, who does the anime reactions on the channel here with us, AVR Squared, guys, check those out if you're into anime. He had brought up a point about toy lines. We were talking about Star Wars, you know, toys not existing and whatnot, and this idea again of what kids are into. He's like, there's one simple thing to make toys, make it look cool. Oh, Cam's dying. I get his stuff. Anyways, he's sitting there talking about, you know, you got to make the toys look cool. He's like, look, dude, they had toys for Predator and RoboCop and Alien and all these, like Rambo had toys. Freaking Rambo and RoboCop had cartoons, if I'm not mistaken. Those are all rated R freaking, you know, properties, and the kids ate it. Kids ate it up, right? Yeah. Star Wars is a PG property. The original movie, the original trilogy, easy today, even PG in my opinion. You know, okay, maybe PG-13 because of fantasy violence, whatever, you know. But they're all ages affairs. Ghostbusters, something I fell in love with as a freaking kid, and as a kid, I wanted to be.
Ghostbusters, as a kid, especially the start.
I love that movie. But that's what I'm saying is, like, kids, people my age, your age, we got into that stuff fairly young and didn't need it to be a cartoon.
Rambo films. I used to watch all the Rambo films, and they were like 18 movies. You know, the violence didn't. You know, it was just action films. You know, it was as idiotic as anything in Star Wars. You know, people just, all they would do is put blood bags on it. You know, that was really the only difference.
So why do we need why do we need live action Star Wars to look and feel and play out like cartoon Star Wars? Why can't you just still have cartoon Star Wars? I don't get it.
Oh, no.
And I'm the biggest freaking toon fan at LRM in the genreverse, and I'm not counting just freaking anime. I love animation, period. I eat it up. I cannot stand Star Wars animation, man. I hate it. It's a poison.
We've always been, you know, they need to, for a live action stuff, it needs to go more mature, but yet the last thing we saw was Ahsoka, which kind of went the other direction, and it was vacant of much human drama, you know, so.
It was rough.
Yeah, I don't want to watch live action cartoons. I want to watch live action drama, you know, I'm an adult.
You know, and there is a time.
Don't tell me they're just for kids, because, you know, I agree. That's bullshit.
I agree. You know, there's a time and place for live action cartoons, and like I said, I have no problem with Star Wars cartoony stuff existing. It just shouldn't hurt the mainline stuff, and it does. In my opinion, a lot of it does, especially now trying to incorporate it, because people have these visions, or not visions, but they have these actual, you know, relationships, if you will, with these characters and the way they sound, the way they move, the way they, you know, everything. And if some of that isn't translated over, then people will be upset. But again, I people loved the original trilogy, right? Like, isn't that what it's all based on? So why can't we have more of that?
Some people just don't seem to care for it anymore. That's honestly the truth. Some of the Star Wars fans out there don't care for it. It's just old stuff that doesn't look good anymore to them. You know, they don't get the character of it. You know, which is, the movies have got a hell of a character to them, you know, and a tone that has been missed somewhere. And I think... Andor, I wouldn't say is like the tone of the original trilogy, because they are more kiddish than Andor. You know, I think you'd be amiss to not point that out. You know,
oh, yeah.
But I'd rather see that and I can handle it going sometimes the other way slightly, but if it goes too far in either direction, you know, then I just don't think it's Star Wars anymore.
I agree.
But there we
I
are.
agree.
Talking about
You, you...
what Star Wars is coming up, and do
Yeah.
you even
You...
know what Star Wars is coming up? I mean, is there stuff actually happening this year? I mean, there
I
must
don't
be,
know,
right?
man. There's a Bad Batch season 3. When does that actually start again?
Oh, we
I
actually
forget.
do have dates for that, yeah. So it starts March. It starts in March. I'm not going to give you the bang on date, and it runs
March. Yeah, that's
through.
fine. That's it. Just March is all I
But
was needing.
we don't have dates outside of maybe some rumors for anything else that's coming this year, and we should have two live action
Acolyte,
shows coming this year. So.
Skeleton Crew. What weren't? I mean, both of those originally were going to be out last year, but up until like the end of last year, they were saying Skeleton Crew's coming. You know that I think they pushed that in fall, like end of summer or fall. They finally were like, yeah, that's not coming this year. But you
Yeah,
know, we
because
thought that
remember
was going to be
they still had it
next.
listed for 2023 for quite some time, so we
Yeah.
felt it would be before Acolyte,
Yeah.
but I think
Now
we
we have
heard,
no
well,
idea.
rumors that it was delayed through to fall of this year, fall 24,
Yup.
was the last we had heard. I don't think that was ever made official. I could be wrong, maybe we've discussed that before, but it gets confusing, all these things.
I don't think there's anything official for anything to say
We
different.
haven't
It
had a,
does
and
really
maybe
feel like it's later.
it's a
And Skeleton
trailer,
Crew.
but or anything.
Yeah, and there's no trailers, no like we're getting no official like set photos, no official like there's no Empire magazine spreads, there's no nothing. And you know,
There was a
this is
bit
a
of
year.
something on Acolyte at Vanity Fair, wasn't it? That was it them that done it, but it wasn't much. It was like BTS stuff. It wasn't,
Yeah,
you
but
know,
barely anything
finished
and
article stuff.
we don't have any character shots, you know, not like pure clean, you know,
No,
publicity
no.
type
And
things.
not
We
even an official trailer, because remember, we've all seen
nah cuts,
illicit
yeah.
trailers that have been posted online from
Allegedly,
conventions.
I don't do anything
So,
illicit. I don't know what you're talking about. Viewing trailers is not illicit, people. Relax. Sharing
no,
them
but yeah,
is where
putting
the
them
trouble
online
is.
is, you know,
Yes.
which we don't do. We just press the
No,
buttons and
we
watch
just
them at the end
don't.
of the day. And we weren't at said
Yeah.
conventions. If somebody takes their phone and does it, it's up to security. They should have found them better.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you
I
know,
don't
there's been
know.
two that have happened that I have seen
Yep.
online in poor quality. But we've not really had proper, like, actually here is one for everybody to look at yet, which is a bit weird, I think.
It
When's
is
that coming?
weird.
Is it coming May? We talked about that last week with Shoki. I mean, is it a possibility it drops in May or something like that? But surely we'd start to have heard something about it by now.
I think it dropping in May is a very real like an actual trailer in May. Maybe even trailers for both, and there'll be something like, you know, one is coming in fall and one's coming in winter, but here's two teasers for the shows, right?
I would have thought it would have been ready by like summertime. You know, can they leave it with no Star Wars content and, you know, right through the entirety of 2024 until they get to the very end? I mean, they can, but
Did
will
we
they? I
have
mean,
any did we have any did we have any like news of when filming and stuff wrapped? Like, or were we even tracking that? Did the strikes affect either one of those severely? Like, I honestly don't know, because there's been
No,
while
I'm
there's
not
been a
sure. I think it's
yeah.
wrapped, if I'm honest. I
But did it
think there
wrap
was some pickup stuff
before the
happening.
strikes?
I don't know. I
Yeah,
don't know.
that's what I'm saying, is
We
like
haven't. I've not had
I'm
a
not
lot of
sure.
updates on that.
But that's also the thing, is there's been not a really a lot of stuff, man. They are so quick to announce movies that never happen, but these series that have actually gotten things filmed, there's stuff, you know, that's been edited, stuff that's, you know, ready to go, stuff that was at least ready enough to go to show
A
trailers to
teaser, give people a teaser,
specific
you know.
people. I never want to jump on the whole thing of, you know, it's in trouble because of story, or it's in trouble because of testing. But man, Disney on Lucasfilm and Marvel side don't have a great, you know, track record these days. So I find it weird. I really do. And I'm wondering if maybe it's more of a how to package it. Like, how are they, especially Skeleton Crew, are they having issues maybe cutting a trailer to deliver the, because you're about to see this what looks like, you know, from what we've been hearing, what looks like a Spielberg Amblin, you know, kid adventure film. And it's
again, I've seen some, you know, poor quality trailer footage of it, but you didn't get much on Skeleton Crew, to be fair, even in the stuff that was shown at convention.
Maybe they're having trouble figuring out how they're going to sell it that way. I don't know though, man. It's a hard time to be a Star Wars fan. That's the truth.
Yeah. Other than comics, really, there's nothing coming out, you know. And yeah, I'm not any Star Wars comics either.
Hey, Ubisoft did allege Outlaws could be, I think they said first quarter 2024, if not first half of 2024. I don't want to dig up that post again, so I might be a bit off, ladies and gentlemen, but there was some
roughly
stuff
right,
from
anyway,
Ubisoft saying that it would be
earlier this year than later.
That
will be the aim, but it will be later before it actually hits.
I still feel it. Yeah, even Shockey thought similar, said the same thing. Oh well, I guess we can put a pin in it there. Nothing else too much to go. We could always just complain some more. I swear to God, guys, we love Star Wars. We really do. We want it back to good, back to better. I don't want any of these projects to be bad. Like, I don't want to not enjoy something, you know. Don't get me wrong, there's never, when I say I absolutely don't want a Kenobi season 2, if it were to get greenlit, I would hope it would be the greatest thing since sliced bread, because I want to be entertained and I want to enjoy the time I spend watching something. There's nothing worse. Yes, there's things worse, but there's nothing worse than watching something and being like, damn, I really hate that I watched that. I would have rather gone to the dentist instead. You know, that is an awful feeling, and that's what Kenobi season one makes me feel like. I would have rather spent that time in a dentist chair. Anyways, you guys can catch a lot more content on the Genreverse Podcast Network, available on your favorite podcast apps. All those podcasts go up on the Genreverse YouTube channel, along with anime reactions, trailer reactions, live streams, doing gaming and more. Genreverse clips, Genreverse sports, all sorts of Genreverse-ness all over the place. LRMonline.com has ads. Is your place to go for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, celebrity interviews from the LRM YouTube channel, and more. Merch, check that stuff out as well. Cam, anything else to say?
Since Shoki's not here, I'll do the usual. If you're interested in writing or getting involved in the sort of LRM Online and Genreverse family, please give us a shout. We're always looking for people to contribute. Maybe there's something you're an absolute geek, you know, you just love talking about all the time, and we're not covering it that much on the site. Come write about it, cover the news. There's people out there that are going to be like you. Maybe it's Star Wars and you know, all these good things that we talk about in these shows. Maybe it's something that we have no idea what it even is. That's the whole point, you know, to give you a voice. So if you are interested, please reach out to myself or Shoki at mike@lrmonline.com, and you know, we'll get you set up.
There you go. Well, thanks, guys. We hope to see you again next week. May the Force be with you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.